Israel-Palestine War II. The situation in Israel is seen as terrorism. A large-scale and well-calculated attack of this nature on Israel by the Hamas terrorist organization cannot be carried out without the help of great power. A contrary view would be wrong and flawed. The Hamas terrorist organization is supported by major powers. Iran has openly declared its support. The weapons given to Ukraine by the US somehow ended up in the hands of Hamas. The problems of corruption in Ukraine are increasing day by day. The attack on Gaza by Hamas on Saturday, October 7, known as the Aqsa Flood attack, was shocking for Israel. The Mossad, CIA, and MI6 were unaware of the attack. Let's approach the matter from an alternative viewpoint. In 2020, Du Wei, the Chinese ambassador to Israel, was assassinated at his residence located beyond Tel Aviv city center. The demise of Du Wei, who was discovered lifeless in Herzliya, conveyed a message to both Israel and China. Benjamin Netanyahu was not backing down. Benjamin Netanyahu continued to maintain relations with the United States and to get closer to China. In the past weeks, the Chinese ambassador to Tel Aviv, Kai Run, visited Benjamin Netanyahu and presented him with a book by Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Recently, relations between Israel and the United States have not been as good as they used to be. There have been protests in Israel for months over Benjamin Netanyahu's judicial reform. They were protesting against Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu's son, Yair Netanyahu, claimed that the US was behind the mass protests across the country against the government's controversial judicial reform. In Israel, a significant part of the country and the public were against Benjamin Netanyahu. The attack on Israel by the Hamas terrorist organization has several aspects. The fact that the US and China have sent warships and aircraft carriers to the region shows that the situation in Israel is not only about Hamas. This issue is big and deep. How can a country like Israel, with its high technology and powerful army, not be able to confront a terrorist organization like Hamas? The US aircraft carrier was seen as support for Israel, but the background was different. The US has dispatched its 6th Naval Fleet to the Mediterranean Sea, not solely due to Hamas. The country already has numerous military bases in the area, therefore there was no necessity for an aircraft carrier to be deployed to intercept Hamas. The US possessed the adequate capability to step in throughout the region. Sending an aircraft carrier to the Mediterranean was a signal to neighboring countries, Turkey and China. The US was very angry about Turkey's large-scale military operation in Syria and Iraq. The war in Israel has jeopardized the US project of India, Saudi Arabia, and Israel, which was developed against China's Belt and Road project. This situation favored China. The main competitors of the USA were the EU, the UK, and China. After the war in Ukraine, the EU ceased to be a problem. With the conflict in Ukraine, the European Union has been subject to increasing influence from the United States. Before the conflict, President Macron had proposed the creation of a self-sufficient European Union, through the establishment of PESCO, as an alternative to NATO and independent from external powers. Macron's rebellion against the United States resulted in the end of France's power and control in Africa and the expulsion of France from Africa. No one supported France. Let's get back to the matter at hand. The people and those in power within the country were against Jerusalem taking a position on the side of London and Beijing. They objected to Israel being there because of its position. The conflict had already started months ago. In the end, the loser of this war will be Hamas and the winner will be Israel. Didn't the Hamas terrorist organization know that after such an attack Israel would bomb Gaza? Didn't it know that the people living there would die? It knew that everything would have a price. The Hamas terrorist organization knew that even if it destroyed Israel's charisma, it would be retaliated against. Didn't he know that the US would come to Israel's aid in the end? He knew. The situation in Israel was not a matter to be solved by war. We were making all our evaluations between Israel and Hamas terrorist organization and this was wrong. We did not see first the regional and then the global powers. To understand the war between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization, it is necessary to consider first the regional and then the global balances, the solution to the problems and what will happen. Israel is expected to emerge victorious in its conflict against Hamas, resulting in Hamas's elimination from the region. Following Israel's restoration of security, various parties, influential individuals, and the general public may hold Benjamin Netanyahu accountable for the country's perceived lack of security. Netanyahu is likely to suffer electoral defeat, and the administration of Mahmoud Abbas in Palestine will subsequently undergo changes. After a new government is established in Israel and Palestine, Israelis and Palestinians will consider viable methods for coexisting. A two-state solution will be discussed, and numerous countries endorse this approach. Yair Lapid could potentially secure victory in the upcoming election. Should this happen without incident, the region may experience tranquility and peace. Saudi Arabia should cease interfering in the region and reconcile with Israel. Additionally, the Shiite movement in the area led by Iran requires suppression and must be kept at bay. Regional conflicts should be resolved through diplomatic dialogue between neighboring countries while limiting and preventing non-regional countries from intervening in the region. To ensure lasting peace in the Middle East, regional countries must cooperate in eliminating terrorist organizations. We will see new projects related to Syria and Lebanon in the future for the security of the region. The economic aspect of the arrival of the U.S. Sixth Fleet in the Mediterranean. Meanwhile, Netanyahu was making a critical move, perhaps a mistake. British BP and Azeri Socar were making a joint bid to Israel for a natural gas exploration license in the eastern Mediterranean. One of the two players in the region was naturally the Israeli energy giant NewMed. When these two new partners arrived, there was a player whose role would be weakened. And it was very important. Chevron. NewMed was the major shareholder of the Leviathan field operated by Chevron, which produces 12 billion cubic meters of natural gas. However, there was a tendency to include BP and Socar as partners. The US objected to this very seriously. Because together with Russia, they controlled all the energy and routes in the world. This was the secret agreement. They would not allow the Mediterranean gas or oil to be transported to Europe by another hand. Anyone who tried to do that would pay the price. This is the delicate balance. Thus, they gained control over the EU through the energy deficit. China was in the same position. As soon as energy was cut or reduced, both the EU and China would have big problems. BP was also bidding to buy 50% of NewMed. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email at the bottom of the homepage of the blog. And you can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject: Israel-Palestine War II. Data: December 10, 2023.